KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Erica Aguilar. You have the right to remain silent. That's the first sentence of the Miranda warning. Police are required to read it any time someone is in custody and being questioned. This week, the California State Assembly is expected to vote on a bill that would strengthen these rights for young people. KQED's Laura Clivens met one man who understands the impact this type of legislation could have, because when he was a teenager and being interrogated, he confessed to a murder he says he didn't do.
The authorities told me that the only way that I would get out of this situation is if I told them what they wanted to hear.
Jerome Dixon was a 17-year-old high school student hanging out with friends late one summer night when he was picked up by the cops. Police threw him in the back of a patrol car. Dixon could see they weren't driving to the police station. Instead, they were headed to the scene of a crime. The police officer stopped the car.
There was a dead body laying on the ground in front of the patrol car. And at that point, a sergeant came up to me, and they opened the car door, and the sergeant said, "Young man, you have a lot of explaining to do about that dead body."
Next, they drove to the station. Dixon was led to a white-walled room with one window that was covered by cardboard.
I was interrogated for 25 hours. That's a whole day and 1 hour.
Dixon says he was cold and lost track of time. He remembers going to the bathroom only once. The officers gave him food, but he felt too nervous to eat much.
So in the 25th hour, I was nothing more but an empty shell of a child, caved in, and I told them what they wanted to hear.
Elizabeth Calvin is a lawyer at Human Rights Watch. She says this is a problem for a lot of young people.
We know that as compared to adults, children are much more likely to falsely confess when they're in a situation of interrogation by the police.
She says while 25 hours is a particularly long interrogation, even shorter ones boil down to the same issue.
If you have a right and you can give that right up without understanding what it is or what it means to give it up, then it's not really a right.
So California state senators want juveniles to have help before making these hard decisions. If signed into law, Senate Bill 395 would require them to consult an attorney either in person, over the phone, or through video conference. Jerome Dixon was only able to talk to an adult after he signed a confession. He called his mom. By then, a process had begun that would end with Dixon's imprisonment for 21 years. But district attorneys like Todd Reby say this legislation would make it much harder to question young people after they've talked to a lawyer.
You and I both know what's going to happen on that. The vast majority of the cases, the advice from counsel is going to be don't talk.
Reby says getting suspects to talk is critical in investigations. It's how law enforcement gets input from a possible suspect.
We don't have to go this far. Let's address the problem in a different way, one that doesn't foreclose that avenue of investigation.
Senators Ricardo Lara and Holly Mitchell, both Democrats, introduced the legislation. Last year, Governor Brown vetoed a similar bill that applied to all juveniles, meaning those who were 17 and younger. To try to get Governor Brown's buy-in this year, legislators amended the bill last week. They brought the age requirement down to 15 and added a mandatory panel to examine the impacts of this law no later than 2023. Jerome Dixon says the amended bill is a step in the right direction, but of course he wishes it still encompassed all minors so that it would have helped him, a 17-year-old in that situation.
If I had legal counsel, I wouldn't have been in there for 25 hours, and I wouldn't have served 21 and a half years for a crime I didn't commit.
Now that Dixon's out, he's spending his free time advocating for criminal justice reform. One of the things he's doing is lobbying for SB 395. I'm Laura Clivens, KQED News.
More online at kqednews.org. I'm Erica Aguilar.